This is Dr. Mike Crivetti from Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and my elite pain management partner, Dr. Tomas Cuchera. So we haven't had a podcast here in a few weeks. I'm sure you can imagine why a lot of people aren't doing things over the last few weeks. But maybe today what we can talk about is how medicine has changed in the last 5 or 6 months. I got to tell you, practicing medicine today compared to before March 16th certainly has changed our approach. It's changed our interaction with patients. It's changed the way we practice, even here in the office. It's changed our staff. You know, when we were told that the world was going to be closing, we sat down with our 50-plus employees, and we got everybody on the phone, and we said, all right, we got a couple of choices here. We either push through, we take care of people, or we go to Mexico for a month and vacation and hide in some beach resort. And I think we had a resounding, you know, here at Crivetti Orthopedics, we're going to take care of people. And sure enough, here 5 months later, going on 6 months later, we've taken care of thousands of patients, and we're pretty proud of it. But I will tell you, it is a different world taking care of patients now than it was. And it comes right down to them checking in at the front desk and getting their temperature taken. And our patients here are used to seeing a big smile. So we put smiles on masks so they can at least see our smiles. But that's who we are with our patients. And now we're not hiding behind masks. We're required to wear the masks. It's for the safety of our patients. It's for the safety of our employees. It's come down to that. We've had a couple of scares here at the office, always coming off COVID negative. But we've taken those precautions and treated everybody. What if they had COVID? So let's take the necessary precautions, maintain distance, let's wear masks, let's interact via Zoom calls. Whoever thought we'd be Zoom experts or call each other over and over, we see patients. Speaking of the master of the patient telehealth, Dr. Cuchera, this guy's in his office, and I'm yelling at him. I'm like, I can't hear what you're saying. What are you asking me? He says, I'm not asking you anything. I'm on a telehealth call. I'm talking to somebody else. I'm talking to a patient about their spine or about a follow-up of their MRI. And no matter how many times he tells me that, every time I say, I can't hear you. Are you talking to me? So, Tom, what's it been like taking care of patients via telehealth? I haven't been doing. I've done three or four extremely grateful humans, but you're doing them every week, every day. What's it like?
I thought I initially embraced telemedicine, as a lot of doctors have, and I thought it'd be the greatest way so I don't lose contact with my patients. But the funny thing is, telemedicine calls are going down, and the patients are coming back in. And a couple of the doctors I follow on some of the various LinkedIn social medias are seeing the same thing. Patients, initially, we all embraced it. I had 4, 5, 6, 7 telehealth and telemedicine calls a day. And now I have 1 to 2 a day. And patients are now coming in, even are my, you know, older patients, because they miss the interaction. They miss the human interaction. And it's been a challenge. It's been interesting. I think it's a great option for the patients. But it's not the same as why we went to medicine for that mano-a-mano, you know, there's just something different about spending time with your patient face-to-face.
You know, I booked a surgery, unfortunately, one of my dearest patients from many years ago broke his hip and up in Alaska fishing, and got him back home, and I did a telehealth schedule surgery call with him. Now, we've been friends as patients and doctors since I did hip surgery on him, you know, 15-20 years ago. And I can't believe I just said that, 15-20 years ago. Isn't that, I must have been practicing when I was like 15. Yeah. But if you could imagine that 15 or 20 years ago, and we booked this surgery, and he shows up at the hospital, and I'm like, hey, I know I haven't seen you in a long time, and we scheduled this surgery, and sure enough, we were able to get authorization from the insurance. We went, he had the surgery, he's doing awesome. Very rewarding for both of us. So that's a great telehealth story. But I gotta agree with you, people coming back into the office, it's either they really hate their couch that much or they really love us that much. So I'm certainly hoping it's the latter. But I'm sure you gotta have a story of somebody coming in and telehealth, you scheduled them, you met them in the surgery center, you did their procedure, surgery center is full on COVID protected. They came in from their car where you were paging them to come in for the procedure, and then you performed it and they got out of there. Has to be several stories.
Oh, no, it's very frequent. I'm seeing some of my patients in the surgery center and I haven't seen them in 6 months, and we did a telehealth call and it's like, "Doc, is that you?" Because I'm wearing my mask, which normally they see my smile like you talked about. They're like, "Is that really you, doctor?" Because I'm wearing my glasses too, my radiation glasses. I'm just basically donned up in the surgery center. And so it's always that, "Hey, miss you. I think you're in there," because they're wearing their hat, they're wearing their mask, and we're all trying to just figure each other out. And it's interesting. I think we're just all adapting. We're doing the best we can. And I think that's what Coretti Orthopedics does well, is we just do the best we can given the situation we're given.
You know, the complexity of seeing some of these patients and try to explain to them about surgery or not needing surgery, I always read their faces. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something I've done my whole practice, is read their faces. I almost can kind of tell that they're here for an operation. They're here, oh God, they're scared to death of an operation. They're here for an injection. Maybe want some therapy. Just by the inflection in their smile or mm-hmm. the change of their eyes, which we can, thank goodness, still see. But just the way they move their mouth sometimes, we're able to get a hint that we made the right call. Does that bother you, not seeing their faces?
For sure. You know, Malcolm Gladwell wrote a book on, you know, facial recognition, how we kind of perceive different, you know, facial things, and we all learned this, and you probably remember reading the book House of God when we were interns, right? The O face, the Q face. You knew from intern year going into a room, depending on the patient's face, is this serious? Do I need to do something immediately? And so it's the same in the clinic. That's what we've adapted to do, is we look at patients as we're doing our examination. And the masks make it more difficult. Eyes tell us a lot, but like you said, the smiles takes away that, you know, part of it. But
you happen to be a lot younger than I am, so you don't exactly have the wrinkles that I have. So when you get those little webs feet by the eyes, my patients can still tell when I'm smiling, because it looks like it, you know, my whole eye.
They're getting there. Yeah, unfortunately,
the wrinkles across my face. But how do you think they feel? You know, they're there. I can just tell how uncomfortable they are sitting there. And here I'm going to tell them about the first 6 weeks, 8 weeks of a knee replacement. How do you feel like when we're explaining procedures to them? I keep getting these looks like they lean forward, like I just can't understand what you're saying, which will bring me to my point. But is that, don't you think?
No, for sure. They're looking. We're all just trying to figure this out. Like I said, the mouth and the face and the nose gives a lot of that furlough and gives us a lot of information. And people read us too, you know, see if we're genuine.
And here's one of the things, this is definitely a throw one in there for Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. All the work over the last 10 years we've done on our website at CrivettiOrtho.com. Just the recent ones we shot. We shot 10 or 15 recent videos. So if you want to see these Crivetti mugs without masks on, we did shoot our own videos safely after hours in a room with everybody else masked up. But it was interesting to, you know, be able to talk, and they can see our faces and the inflection of our voices. So CrivettiOrtho.com, you want to see a total knee procedure, total hip procedure. You want to hear the spiel that I'll give you in the office for a total knee, you can go right to videos, knee surgery, knee replacement, and you can literally see the talk I'm going to give you when you're sitting here. So if you want to see our mugs and our smiles, we're pretty happy that we had a little bit of foresight and did that. What do you think, being out in the community, how does it feel wearing a mask? I mean, it's, for me, becoming like this regular gig. You get out of your car, yeah, throw your mask on, you go into the restaurant, and you sit down, and everybody in Texas and where my kids are and everybody, it seems like this is just okay now. What do you think?
So, as you know, I'm the outdoorsy guy, so I'm going out hiking, and the CDC recommends if you're hiking, you can have a mask off, so I'm not wearing a mask, but I'm surprised every week that I go to a different national park, more and more people are wearing masks on top of a mountain where they're not near anyone else. And I still find that a little bit odd, just because when I'm outdoors and I'm breathing hard, the last thing I want on is a mask. But some patients are even wearing it at the top of a mountain with me at 14,000 feet. They're wearing a mask.
about, we had our first Crivetti Orthopedics retreat. We went up to Montana, the three of us, took our gals and got away from work to talk about each other, work, being together. How do we do things better? What's our next 5 years look like? How do we make those 5 years better for our staff? How is it going to be awesome? And we went up to one day, you talked to the outdoorsman, and he took us up to Glacier National Park. And we went up the Avalanche Lake Trail. And you're right. I couldn't believe we were passing so many people with masks on. And then, of course, we get to the end of the trail where you're supposed to stop. At the end of the trail, that's why they call it the end of the trail. You're supposed to stop. And Dr. Kuchera looks off into the distance and sees a waterfall. It had to be a mile. And it wasn't a big vertical, but it was right through where the bears were. And do you think we went to the top of that waterfall? We went to the top of that waterfall. There were no masks at the top of the waterfall. You may have died with a mask on up there. But truly a great trip. What did you think of that weekend?
I love the outdoors. It's always great to get away with your partners, talk about things, just get a different, you know, it's just important to just get away and think about things. And I loved it, and seeing Karen Crivetti get attacked by a marmot, you know, she was fine, so was the marmot.
I was ready to take out the marmot if I had to. I was protecting my wife, you know, is what I gotta tell you. You guys gave me a hard time for protecting them. But we did not get any brown bears, even though the day before it was closed for brown bears on the trail. We were unable to see any bears up there. But I thought it was awesome, all of us making dinner together and just doing things outside together. I think it makes us better doctors, makes us better, certainly better bosses for the folks here, makes us better teachers for all of our staff, and bringing everybody together. So we've always set a pretty good example. Our staff's been here forever. Let's hope we're all together forever as well. What else do you notice going on in the office? You know, one thing I did notice, we didn't have our pool party this year. And how do you think tensions are around the office?
So the girls brought that up, and it's so important to them. And we do a yearly pool party, a summer party, and we do a Christmas party for the girls. And they love getting together. The family members love seeing each other. And it was hard. And the girls talked about it, and they're very understanding. But, you know, they miss being able to go hang out with their work colleagues and their work colleagues' spouses and significant others. And so now they're all just keeping their fingers crossed that by Christmas we can have some sort of Christmas party and that we don't have another resurgence.
Let me tell you something. This Christmas is going to cost us. Okay, so start saving your pennies and putting them in a jar, because they are going to have a lot of pent-up love that's going to need to be doled out come Christmas time. And you know how awesome usually our Christmas parties are, the hotels and the dinners and taking care of all the great staff that we have. But I think this year, we better save a few bucks. In closing, I think, you know, we're getting through this thing, and this is going to end. And we're still going to be Crivetti Orthopedics, and we're going to talk about the thousands of patients that we've seen since March 16th and all the people we've helped and all the stories. And I can't wait to tell the patients of the future about the patients of 2020. Can't wait to tell my grandchildren. For sure, about this year, because I'm not really sure what I'm going to tell them. Okay, well, I'm sure the answers will come out as we go forward. But looking back on even the last 6 months, we made it happen. Our facility is amazing, being as private as it is. Go meet us on the CrivettiOrtho.com, and we look forward to the next time that we get together and get to tell you about the great things going on here at Crivetti Orthopedics and Sportsman. Dr. Kuchera, any final words for the fans at home?
For the fans at home, I just say stay safe. We're always here for you. And like I tell the patients, we're here for you if you need us.
Thanks so much, everybody.